This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 145 days out from the 2020 election, and the globalist forces are throwing everything they've got at us. So strap yourselves in. It's going to be an insane time. We are going to be broadcasting for the next 4 hours worldwide, and this is one hell of a transmission. We have a special guest in studio. A neocon coup plot against President Trump has been discovered. We'll exclusively lay it out and so much more here today. But first, this video report was up on YouTube less than 2 hours on a separate channel and was taken down for community guidelines violations. Instagram is banning FBI statistics as well because they're covering up the giant truth that destroys their lies. Here is the report exclusively at band.video.
Black Lives Matter is a lie. There is no genocide of young, innocent black men. In 2019, there were only 10 cases in which unarmed African Americans were fatally shot by the police. In 5 out of 10 cases, an officer was attacked just before the shooting. And in 2 of the remaining 4, the officer was criminally charged. Where is the injustice? Also in 2019, there were 25 unarmed white Americans who were fatally shot by the police. According to FBI statistics, even though African Americans make up only 13% of the population, they commit over 50% of all murder in America. Blacks kill 10 times the amount of whites as whites kill blacks. And a police officer is 18 and a half times more likely to be killed by a black male than an unarmed black male is to be killed by a police officer. Black Lives Matter has been a lie since its very beginning. In 2013, the movement began on social media after the acquittal of George Zimmerman in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. But the case against Zimmerman was a lie. The prosecution had used an imposter as a fake witness, who they claimed wrote the only piece of criminal evidence they had, a letter that the fake witness admitted under oath to not writing. Founded by known communists and fueled with millions of dollars from George Soros, Black Lives Matter organized riots in Ferguson, Baltimore, and Chicago, and began recruiting an army of haters hiding beneath the guise of social justice. The entire foundation of Black Lives Matter is an obvious lie, and yet the lie sells. It sells because communities have been broken by government programs such as LBJ's War on Poverty that incentivize...
All right, this full report is on band.video, and we're going to be airing it in full coming up at the bottom of the hour on all of our radio and TV stations. But let's put the article up. There it is. YouTube deletes video exposing FBI stats on black crime. And here we have the community guidelines announcement that, well, the communist community complaining doesn't like your video. Black Lives Matter is a globalist Trojan horse. And so that's a strike against you. So that's how the system operates. You show FBI numbers. You show it's incredibly rare for a police officer to shoot and kill an unarmed black person. And, well, you're banned. But I'm going to add an addendum to this where the fact there is a genocide against black babies by the left and Planned Parenthood, the same group that funds Black Lives Matter through Soros. By the way, all over the United States, American flags are now being grabbed and burned off homes. That's CBS News. This is the operating system of the left. They are cancer. And they are attempting their takeover right now. So that's all coming up today. Also, we have a really great researcher who's got a lot of sources inside the Republican National Committee. And most of this is public information already, but we're going to have some exclusive information at the bottom of the second hour with Richard Reeves' studio. We have discovered the neocon coup plan that they are officially going to be launching soon to not have Trump get the nomination coming up in Jacksonville. It looks like they're going to move it for North Carolina. That's all coming up as well with 145 out. Strap yourselves in because it's going to be one hell of a rough ride. And by the way, there are no spectators. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives. Rotations of the Earth as we spin around the sun until the historic election, where the forces of globalism are throwing everything they have at our president and at the American people to shut down the economy, bankrupt the nation, under siege, under terrorism, until we finally bow and get on our knees to their globalist agenda. Thank you so much for joining us today. Coming up when I start the next hour, we've done an investigation into this old 70-year-old man that supposedly got pushed over by the police for no reason, and that Trump's been questioning as a type of false flag. We've gone to the raw footage. We looked at it very, very closely, and we'll give you our findings coming up at the start of the next hour. Then, Richard Reeves will be joining us in studio. He's been at the delegate level. Worked the Republican Party for many, many years. First person ever told me that Trump would run for president in 2016 and win. He told me that like in 2012. Smart guy, has a lot of sources inside the RNC. And he's been telling me for months that Romney and others are going to try to steal the nomination by blocking it. And they have a procedure to do that at the RNC event coming up. Now they're saying they're going to have it in Jacksonville, not in North Carolina, but in Florida, but that's not official yet. Well, he was telling me that months ago. He was on air months ago saying that. Now they're officially beginning the groundwork to do it, and they can do it if people aren't aware procedurally how to block it. The person that blocked it last time was, of course, Mr. Manafort. He was rewarded with prison time and is now on house arrest, like I guess so many other people in blue states and blue cities, but he's out of prison serving out the remainder of his term at home. Anyone that helped get Trump elected at a high level has been persecuted, has been targeted, because the globalists know we are the seeds of their corrupt system's downfall. But it does not make it any more fun to be their target, but the fruit of the labor and the torture is certainly sweet. And so in the end game, we win, the New World Order loses. So that's all coming up. Quite a transmission lined up for you today. We have several other guests we'll be telling you about, and John Rappaport's going to be on, and he is really fired up in the fourth hour. Let me do this first, though. When we come back, the transparency of the deep state saying they wanted to crash the economy to punish the American people for supporting President Trump is incredible. And now they admit that's the plan, and they're hoping to keep the economy suppressed. And they're hoping that even if the economy stays suppressed, we're going to blame Trump. They treat us like we're completely stupid. I keep projecting my intelligence onto the public, hoping that a lot of folks out there are savvy. Some folks are smarter than me. Quite a few aren't. I'm not pleased by that. The globalists are very happy that there's so many dumb people. They can rule over them. But if we're ever going to defeat this system, we've got to get people informed and engaged and believing it's important to not be a chump. That said, Fauci says, oh, COVID-19 is the worst thing on earth, and that we've got a spike in cases as more testing goes out. and that we've got to just keep the economy shut permanently. No one points out that he set up the lab. Nobody points out that he and Bill Gates have their fingers all over it. Nobody points out they're calling all the regular deaths COVID-19. Nobody points out they're making massive amounts of money off this. It's insane. And so we have to keep beating the drum on COVID-19 to push back that hoax. That's why they launched this whole race riot garbage as the next part of their offensive to distract from the power grab that was the COVID-19 fraud. So that's coming up. Los Angeles homicide rose 250%, shootings 56% during protest week. And, of course, many of the deaths were black. But they won't personalize any of those folks that died. It's all about the evil white people. As $22 trillion stock rally now hinges on rapid economic recovery, mainstream media like Yahoo Finance promotes the crash of the dollar. They say it's coming. It's all over. Dr. Fauci calls coronavirus his worst nightmare and says pandemic is far from over. As many as 25,000 U.S. stores may close in 2020, mostly in malls. Here's a big one. Food shortages loom with outbreaks at 60 U.S. plants. The looming bank collapse, that's out of the Atlantic. That's be the big banks taking over all your local banks. So much more we're going to be breaking down on that front, how they're trying to torpedo the president when we come back. But the first thing I want to hit is this. I've been telling listeners for 4 or 5 months you need to get storable food, not because of coronavirus, but because of the lockdown in the economy that they were going to have, which they had, which is still ongoing. Blue states and blue cities have no intention of ever reopening. Even if they get back in full power, they want you suppressed. They want you bankrupted. They want to totally implode everything to buy it all up for pennies on the dollar. And to get huge federal bailouts, which they steal. That's why they mismanage things by design. They're not mismanaging it. They are skimming things down to the bone. Well, this is out of MSM and Bloomberg. More food shortages loom with outbreaks at 60 U.S. plants. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. They did testing. Everybody's asymptomatic. They have plants with thousands of people tested. No one is sick. But they'll say, oh, 350 people or 600 people. Oh, you've seen the stories. They've got COVID-19. We've got to close. And lawyers are putting up billboards outside the meatpacking plant saying, did you have COVID? Call us. Did they make you work? Make you work? What does that even mean? And now, the food shortages are beginning and the food prices are going up and the meat quality isn't good because we've been sabotaged. And if the globalists are successful shutting the economy off and we have a prolonged depression, Katie, bar the door. That's why I've been saying to listeners, even after the COVID hoax was proven to be one, that the aftershocks of it and the ongoing strangulation of the West is only going to intensify. That's why while you still have time, hope for the best, prepare for the worst, maybe this turns around. We have a soft crash landing, but it goes from there as the best scenario into just road warrior total collapse because the instincts of the globalists are they can't stop undermining and stealing and robbing, and because they love doing it, even though they're having to build armored fortresses in Hawaii and in New Zealand and other areas, and they believe that they destroyed everything and then it's all going to collapse. They believe they're going to sit out there while it all collapses from a distance. This is a planned implosion. That's why it's so vital to expose them during the collapse so that they don't come out on top in the end. This is a long war. As they say it under Strangelove, Mr. President, we cannot allow a mine shaft gap. Now, I want to tell listeners about this. I was talking to my Patriot supplier, great suppliers, and I was talking to them last week. And they said, well, we're really down to 2 weeks on most deliveries now. And I said, I'm going to tell people that. They said, well, some specialty foods and things, it's still 6 weeks. And so I talked to the owner. I talked to the CEO yesterday, today. My crew did. And they said, fine. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. They've got four plants in the U.S., depending on what you order, depending on how fast you get it. But really, the average is like 3 weeks. They just said, say four, under promise, over deliver. The rave reviews, five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. We have their whole catalog. They're in our back end. They take the orders. It goes right to, you know, in the queue where your order comes in. And use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I personally have gotten a place out in the country, which I never did. We have family land in East Texas, but I never actually moved out and got a place in the middle of the countryside. I've done that now. I'm putting a trailer on it, and a water well and some solar panels because it's bad, folks. And I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated. But we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality, affordable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you. And it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now. So you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can. Because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet. They just sent more U.S. aircraft carriers out of the South China Sea as everything goes into overdrive. A lot of craziness is unfolding. Strap yourselves in. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaglutide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Inoculations, pedophile story time. You want answers? Well, so do I. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. All right, if you're a radio listener, you're listening. If you're a TV viewer, you can see on screen something David Knight, taking off today at the dentist, just like I was doing yesterday for part of the day, tweeted this out this morning. Imagine being shown this photo in 2019 with no explanation. And if you're a radio listener, it is Nancy Pelosi and the guy that thinks that Guam and islands float behind her. And then you've got Chuck E. Schumer. The intelligence agencies have 7 ways from Sunday to get the president. And they're all up there wearing their COVID mask with their Kwanzaa scarves, acting powerful. This is what it's like to live in a giant cult. And the big mega banks, the big mega tech companies that work with all these authoritarian countries, they're just used to winning. And they're used to having people that are compliant and subservient and that go along with them. And right now, you're being told kneel. You're being told wear a mask. You're being told ignore all the statistics that COVID-19 was a total hoax. You're being told that it's now Trump's fault when they were the ones saying 2 years ago and a year ago and 6 months ago in December, breathlessly, Bill Maher, we've got to have a depression. We've got to smash the economy to teach this guy. And I'm like, do they think we're that dumb that if they smash the economy somehow, if they dynamite the bridge, that the Trump train's going down when we reach the river, they dynamite it like Wile E. Coyote, and then we blame Trump, the conductor, because the train goes into the river? I guess they think that. And I keep projecting my intelligence onto people. I was sitting there this weekend out on this little farm I bought outside town. And I was sitting there looking at a cow that leases the property, the owner of the cow. And it looked kind of smart sitting there looking at me. But I knew it wasn't smart. It's very stupid. And I was projecting my thoughts onto the cow. And so much of the time, the public, you try to tell them things, and they think you're showing off because you know something, or it's like weird. It's like an idiocracy set in the future 200 years where the IQ average is about 70. And so just an average person in the future that is in suspended animation wakes up as the smartest person in the world. But we're not waiting to get there 200 years. We're here, ladies and gentlemen. They are, again, attacking the Lincoln Memorial, they are attacking the Black Civil War Soldier Memorial for the North. They're attacking the British Prime Minister that had England go to war with a bunch of countries to end slavery. And they are totally ignorant, but it doesn't matter because the media is on their side. And Tucker Carlson's been pointing all of that out. That's coming up next segment. But what I wanted to hit now was how they're going after the president. Look at these headlines. Politico, breathlessly, White House goes quiet on coronavirus as outbreak spikes again across the U.S. We've done more testing than all countries combined. And these companies are told by their lawyers, by their insurance companies, do the right thing, test for COVID. And then they test, and almost all the tests are fraudulent with false positives. If you've had the flu or a cold the last 10 years, And then, oh my gosh, the whole company needs to shut down and you've got to self-quarantine and, oh, we've got to, and they're testing meatpacking plants. And in some cases, half the people have COVID-19 and they don't. And then there's the headline, AP, 300 plus test positive at Cargill plant, all asymptomatic because they don't have it. But Bill Gates' Chinese controlled firm churned out tens of millions of tests before the FDA shut it down. Because it's a fraud. The whole thing is run by the people that control him. Systematic, organized, orchestrated, choreographed crime. Every time the Democrats sue me, they always want, we want the secret documents. We want the battle plan. We want the doctrine. We want who gives you orders. I'm not like you. I'm smart. I'm informed. I'm into information. I remember all this stuff. There's nobody giving me orders, dumbasses. I give the orders. And that's what you followers don't understand. I'm not talking to the audience of activists who aren't followers. I mean the establishment types. You are all slaves. You follow globalist orders. You think I'm following orders from some man. I'm following orders from God. That's who I bow to in the middle of the night. In the still of the night. In the place of the Most High. Not you. You do not have the spirit of enlightenment. You have none of it. And we have to stop looking at the globalists like they're powerful, they're amazing. They're just fallen criminals like cancer, willing to go against God's law. That's why they're in control of the planet. Because Satan's been given control of the planet. They're ugly, they're stupid, they're mindless. The leadership of the New World Order. And what do they want? They want the innocents. That's what these demons feed upon. That's their quarry. That's their target. And no amount of groveling or submitting to them will ever make them happy. It'll only make them want more, more, more. So, the White House now knows it's a total fraud that he wasn't watching his flank, the medical tyranny, Fauci for Bill Gates. Bill Gates acted like he was Trump's friend, sidled up to him, and now they're saying, oh, we can't reopen, just like we said. Oh, no, Governor Newsom says still can't go to the beach. Oh, no, sorry. Oh, by the way, I learned a bunch of other Democrat states are sending old people to their deaths by sending people with the flu or pneumonia, calling it COVID, into them so they get that higher death number still. Because it was peaking 3 weeks ago. That, oh, they're killing old people. Oh, they're criminals. Something should be done. Oh, it's all a hoax. Oh, and then there's always something wrong with the cops. Millions of police, 350 million Americans. They took that Floyd case, hyped it up, drove it. The media energized it to distract from everything else that's going on. Look at this headline out of Variety. The country is doomed. You hear that? Abandoned ship. They want to kill your confidence. And they go on to say it's Trump's fault America's going down. Trump's 2020 path gets trickier with tag as recession president. Oh, that's right. It's all Trump's fault. Everything is President Trump's fault. Trump may compare himself to Nixon in 68, but he really resembles Wallace. Trump brings back his 2016 veterans as his campaign makes aggressive turn. And yes, talk about a war on logic, NPR, CNN, they're all attacking Trump for saying he's going to have his rallies as dangerous, as murderous, as criminal, as illegal, as need to be blocked and stopped and call the police. Oh, but it's so good to go out and burn things and attack people in their cars. And the man in Colorado that just pulled up to his four-way stop, weird white lawyer shot him in the head. He's in life support, probably going to die. But you'll never know his name because he's not one of the special people the media is going to hype up and talk about. They won't talk about the homicide soaring 250% since this whole kill the police thing started. After all, who needs the police? Oh, but you do need them to enforce illegal lockdowns and face masks. You can't go to the beach. But we should still disband them. Double think. 2 plus 2 equals 100. Total mental illness. It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, Mason Iodine Spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal Mason Iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true Mason Iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true Mason Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. There is now no longer any doubt that the UN global government is out in the open and it's using COVID-19 to reveal itself and take full control, giving us all planetary ID numbers that will be used to track and trace and control our every movement. The censorship that we started seeing after Trump won 3.5 years ago is up 1,000,000,000%. I mean, it's just everyone's being censored. Everything's being blocked. every old movie, TV show, books, films, everything's being digitally erased and burned. We're going to be covering that coming up next segment with Greg Reese in studio. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. The news sites still standing, but they're coming after all the independent sites. Newswars.com, Band.video, Infowars.com. And it is so precious when you decide to share the articles and the videos. It is so precious when you realize you are the power and that you're taking action is absolutely everything. It's not just some little side thing. You getting excited, you deciding to speak out as an individual, you deciding to spread the word as the modern Paul Revere changes everything. And big tech is going after all the big server companies. They're buying them up. Microsoft has bought tens of thousands of companies. Google has bought thousands of companies. Apple's buying thousands. Twitter's buying hundreds. And they're buying up all the payment processors and all the server companies and all the software companies. And they're going in now and blacklisting organizations and groups, including the Republican Party, and saying, you're not allowed to operate. I have stacks of news we'll cover next segment. And then in the third dimension, on the ground, Antifa is going up to cars of white people on highways and roads. And if you don't bow and plead and worship them, you are physically being attacked. That's what's going on. And then after they climb up and try to kill you, they call the police and say you attacked them. The mainstream media praised it when they climbed up on our armored vehicle with a rock hammer, a spike hammer, and began bashing out the expensive windows and saying, why do you need an armored truck? Because I knew this was coming. I said last year when I got it, there's going to be riots. We're going to need to have these at the RNC and DNC. And no contrary to the media, I did not buy the vehicle for $700,000. I bought it for $245,000. It's been well worth it in the advertising to get the word out and to go to events and take over the media with our message. But I got it for security because we need to be able to go in and show what's happening and not be denied to get into those areas. There's a less expensive armored vehicle that's used that's got almost as much protection. It's about $150,000. It's about 20 years old, but we're looking to get another one right now because we don't have enough for our crew to be able to get in and get out of these places. It's very dangerous. The police won't help you. It's the lawlessness, the anarchy that they bring in to destabilize the nation. And it's an exercise of raw power by the mob that the globalists control. Here's Tucker Carlson last night talking about how the mainstream media directs this and calls this peaceful.
The press isn't simply covering the riots, meanwhile, but assisting the riots. At the New York Times, the most recent Pulitzer Prize winner, 2020 winner, Nicole Hannah-Jones, said that words you thought you knew the meaning of now have completely different meanings. Violence, for example, when she supports it, isn't really violence.
Violence is when an agent of the state kneels on a man's neck until all of the life is leached out of his body. Destroying property which can be replaced is not violence. And to put those things, to use the exact same language to describe those two things, I think really it's not moral.
Well, thank you, Bozo the Clown, for telling us that. There are at least 20 police officers dead the last 3 weeks. No one knows their names. We've said some of their names. Michael Dorn, David Dorn. Another man just got stopped 2 days ago in Colorado, shot in the head for no reason. The media says he deserves it. The Antifa lawyer that did it is proud of it, smiling, and he said, shot him in the head. He's white. By the way, he's on life support. Word is they may unplug him. But we'll never hear his name. He doesn't have any value because he's white. He deserves to get shot in the head. And we try to put the statistics out that it's 10-to-1 black-on-white crime that the media is encouraging. It's getting worse. Well, it's deleted off Instagram, off YouTube, because it's so credible. And the system can't stand it. So all these nameless people are being killed. And it's the left that always wants more police, the left that wants all the thought police. They don't want to get rid of the police. They want to control them. And that's when it becomes a police state. It's the SJWs want in those uniforms. That's why they're having to relax the standards so you can be obese, so you can be on drugs. And now you literally have transgendered, bald-headed, pink-haired, Bozo the Clown men who are police officers who are jacked up on so many hormones and so many drugs, they don't know what planet they're on. Because our acquiescence, our going along with all this spoiled, rotten behavior, us paying for 30 years for millions of sex changes, us letting pedophiles have access to our kids in the schools, the name of diversity, has green-lit all this. So there's a report up at band.video. The article's up on Infowars.com. I suggest you share it. It's going viral now. White supremacist attacks hero Antifa in Austin, Texas. Or the alternate headline is Alex Jones joins Antifa, attacks Nazis. This is satire for the media. I'm not going to eat my neighbors either. This is how Antifa acts. The media says they're heroes when they attack people. So we have our own platform despite all their attacks. So we can still put stuff out and you can still share it. So take action and share the video right now from band.video or Infowars.com. Here it is. Look, there's a car right there. It's Hitler. Get him. Get him.
They told me Antifa was the way to go. Well, I gotta tell you, lately I've been watching what's happening out there. The heroes of Antifa have been getting run over by cars and shot and everything else. And so right now, I'm here to tell you, I pledge myself to Antifa and George Soros. Yeah! Alex Jones has joined Antifa. There's no black people here right now. I want you to bow to me or you're racist.
Feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So, big tech now with AI systems is on record saying that they're not going to allow any FBI statistics on Google, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram to be shown. There was an article a few days ago about this on Infowars.com. Instagram censors FBI crime stats as hate speech. Well, it just happened this morning. It went live on YouTube on his own personal channel, Greg Reese, who, again, we hired because of his great camera work. He's had a YouTube channel for many years. YouTube deletes video exposing FBI stats on black crime. It's posted on band.video. But why is this so important? Look at the massive increase in censorship happening. No more blacklist and slaves. Microsoft developer rekindles call to make coding politically correct. A blacklist goes back to when you take black marker and you scratch out something. Everybody knows that. When I show an email somebody sent me, I'll black out, because it's white paper, their name. Whiteout's another way to do it for typewriters, because you're going to type over it. It's a thing of function. It's like saying get rid of your black jacket. It's mean to black people. It's like mentally ill people seeing ghosts in the walls. But the system wants this, so you're not educated, informed, and into knowledge. They want you superstitious and scared of all knowledge. Merriam-Webster agrees to change definition of racism after a woman complains she wants to say everything's racism. They say, we agree. It's whatever you say. So first they get the West that first stood up against what you'd call racism. Christianity did that. To say we don't want racism, and now they can define whatever they want as racism and white it out, black it out, erase it, pull it down, memory hole it. Blogging platform bans rioter for listing corporations that defunded rioters. That defended rioters. So blogging platform bans rioter for listing corporations that defended rioters and funded rioters. And Medium said you're not allowed to show who's pushing Black Lives Matter or who's pushing Antifa or gun control. No, no, no. They call that targeted harassment because they're really all bullying us, harassing us, controlling us, surveilling us. And when we just say, hey, here's who's oppressing us. Oh, no, you can't do that. HBO removes Gone with the Wind, erasing first black woman to win an Oscar. They're going to re-release it with subtitles saying how it's bad and how it's evil. Because, oh, after the Civil War, the black woman stays there with the people at the plantation. Doesn't matter if that's historically true 90% of the time. It's a way to take over all art, control all art, dominate all art, just like the old Soviet Union and Nazi Germany did it. London councillor, member of the city council, petitions to remove Churchill mural. So this is what it's all about, is total power over the human mind. And Greg Reese is here. We're going to play this report on a bunch of TV and radio stations, and hopefully you'll share it at Bandai Video. But look at where we are, little oases, little islands that are still allowed to function and tell the truth. And once we're taken off air, they hope, then they can steal our identities and say in our names whatever they want, Greg.
It's happening so quickly right now, and what I'm noticing is this split is now becoming more pure on both sides. One side wants the truth and is just looking for truth. And what we're seeing with the other side at this point, because it's so blatant, is what I'm seeing at least, is people are revealing that they don't really care about the truth. They're revealing that all that has just been talk.
How many Democrats have said, I don't care if he cooks children. I don't care if he rapes women. I want Joe Biden.
Right. And this I'm seeing now all the way down to our level. I mean, we've seen it at the level of the elites, and I'm starting to see it. Well, on Facebook, at least, with some old friends that seem to be echoing the same sentiment all they care about is their own personal rage and anger, and they're not.
Yeah, they're
concerned.
Followers. They're mad at the system, and then they're following directives of the core of the establishment. They claim they're anti-establishment, but leftists are the most establishment lapdogs ever.
And like every multinational corporation is backing them up. So I mean, how do they possibly think they are in some type of revolution?
Exactly. In a military sense, they have 1,000 tanks, 1,000 planes, 1,000,000 troops, and we've got a pea shooter. And they're like, you're the establishment, we're going to get you. And it's like, whoa, watching these followers line up to do this is frightening for them.
And I've even heard people that I used to think were reasonable basically try to convince me that this is good. The only price you have to pay is you have to go against Whitey. But other than that, the whole world can get in on this, and it's a world revolution so long as you denounce Whitey, which is insane. But I've heard people try to sell this to me as if that's
reasonable. But it's mainly white people.
Yeah.
This is a Marxist-Leninist class war by the ultra-rich trying to destroy their only competition, the latter out of poverty, the middle class. They're killing the American system right now in front of us. It's all about a lockdown, a straitjacket, a mask over our mouths, bowing. It's all cult programming. And now the left goes, damn right we're censoring you. Damn right. The ADL said just a few months ago, we want Alex Jones banned, and we want people that don't do what we say at big tech arrested, and we, the ADL, will decide what can be seen. You must go through us first as a filter. The biggest power grab in human history.
Absolutely. You know, after the whole fiasco with the homeless gentleman in Austin, Texas, with the riots, I started getting a lot more lefties attacking me on Twitter, and so I engaged a little bit, and I followed one of them, and right in his, you know, bio, it said, I want off of this rock. And it was a bit more harsh than that. And I mean, that just kind of, and I challenged him on that, and he doubled down on it. So basically, these are people that are just miserable. They hate their lives. They want it to end, and they just want to bring the whole thing down with them.
That's right. Let's go to your report that can only be seen here and only spread by you, Paul Revere's. Here is Black Lives Matter is a New World Order globalist Trojan horse.
Black Lives Matter is a lie. There is no genocide of young, innocent black men. In 2019, there were only 10 cases in which unarmed African Americans were fatally shot by the police. In 5 out of 10 cases, an officer was attacked just before the shooting. And in 2 of the remaining 4, the officer was criminally charged. Where is the injustice? Also in 2019, there were 25 unarmed white Americans who were fatally shot by the police. According to FBI statistics,
even though African Americans... This 15 seconds late, so when we come back at 6 after next hour, Greg, you stay with me. We're going to play this report there. And again, this is an exercise in resistance. Total AI surveillance control over all the major platforms is here. They're coming out with global IDs. Tested in China to track everywhere you go. If you're not a good globalist, they're saying they're going to defund you. They're going to block you from commerce. People say, well, I better go along with it. No, you better resist it. Don't act like the French when the Germans invaded in World War II, folks. It's only going to get worse for you the longer you grovel and give in. These are post-human exterminists. These are globalists that believe we're a weak species. They believe they're supermen, and they believe they're making their move to power grab the whole future. And the fact that you acquiesce, they believe at a social Darwin level, gives them the right and the deed to do it.
Yeah. You know, the system we have isn't perfect. No one says it is. But at this point, our system is like a lifeboat in an emergency. You know, I mean, and we're all
the system coming in overrides everything. And it's using the spoiled bratness of our system. And how open and free it is compared to what you're about to get. I mean, it's true, though. It's a paradox. This much freedom, on average, made us decadent, slob-like, and weak. And so now apex predators like Bill Gates come in. And it's just crazy to watch the weakest people all piled up and ready to attack anybody that's got a car nicer than theirs or who's white, led by weird, crazy, mentally ill white people. I mean, it's just insane. It's like no dystopic novel, no science fiction movie could describe something this freakish.
No, absolutely
not. And it's only going to get more freakish.
I think it needs to get more freakish. A lot of people have been around the office, have been talking. There's a concern that Trump hasn't acted and done anything. But I'm starting to think that if we want to actually clean things up to the level that we want to clean them up, then people need to wake up out of this luxuriant laziness.
But see, that's the there's the paradox. The left thinks collapse it. And we'll wake up out of the nightmare, except they are the nightmare.
Right.
Exactly. So they want us to wake up out of our dream to the nightmare that's them. When we wake up, it's bye-bye to them, not us. You think you're safe in your armored fortresses, globalists? Think again, scumbag!
And then there's
see the paradox, though?
Yes, absolutely. And then someone pointed out, I believe it was Harrison Smith this morning, pointed out that if people didn't wake up during these riots when cities were burning down, if people just stayed home then, what makes anyone think that there's going to be some kind of...
Oh, that was the other point. I was talking to a police officer, a friend of mine this morning, and he was arguing with other APD officers on Facebook about our video, going, oh, nobody got hurt in Austin. Jones is making stuff up where I did the joke where I'm Antifa and I'm attacking this person. What do you mean? We caught it on tape multiple times, blocking roads, beating up white people. Our cameras caught it multiple times. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. Things have gone.
Actually, Austin, a lot of the Austin cops folks love it because they're followers. And so they're getting into hating themselves. It's called Stockholm Syndrome. Stockholm Syndrome. Gregory, stay there. We're going to come back next hour. We're going to play a report and one more commentary. Then we got a big coup against Trump news coming up.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping.
Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Aerodot.